and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Man, big news for Tampa Bay as of last night. The Seminole Heights serial killer was taken into custody. And I've got the details, as many as we can, obviously, as they come in this morning, because everything went down so late into the night. But basically, the Tampa Police Department is charging Howell Donaldson III, and they also say that he was known by the nickname Trey, with 4 counts of murder and 4 shooting deaths in Seminole Heights. So basically, it was a tip that led them to a McDonald's in Ybor. And I guess he had this... Trey had handed a coworker a McDonald's bag with a Glock in it and said that he had to go run some errands. And so the coworker alerted a police officer who happened to be eating in the restaurant, who then called for backup. And then when he came back to the restaurant, they took him into custody, but they asked him questions. They said, you can leave. We're free to leave right now. But he said he'd answer some questions, actually turned over the cell phone, said the car was available for searching. So they got all of this evidence and they're, compiling it. And they found some clothing that looks a lot like the clothing that was seen in the first video that we have of him. And then also there's some possibly suspected blood stain on the clothing. They're saying that all of the shooting deaths happened with a Glock, and so they're going to be looking into the ballistics of it to see if it was that particular one. But in the cell phone, when they checked his cell phone, they found that the pings that, it pings off of cell phone towers wherever you're at, they happened, and it corresponded with the times of the first 3 murders. So, he's in custody this morning.
I think that we're going to find, as the story unravels and we fill in the spots of why did he do it? Excuse me. Why did he do it? How did he get the gun? All these things.
Well, the gun was obtained legally.
Right. But as you'll see, I feel like the story will sort of flesh out a little bit more and we'll get a narrative of how does someone go from just being a normal, everyday Tampa Bay citizen to killing 4 of their neighbors.
Right.
And I know this morning when I woke up, because I missed all of this last night because it happened late. A lot of people are relieved. And then I saw a lot of people who live in that Ybor area. They were like, I go to that McDonald's. This person served me. So I think this is when everyone starts to feel the fallout of you're breathing a sigh of relief, but you're like, well, what if?
Right.
Did I come into contact with this person? Have I seen this person? People would joke with me because I freaked out. I didn't bring it to the air because I didn't. We have a responsibility not to freak out the public.
Yes, but we do. It would be like yelling fire in a crowded theater.
Right.
You can't do that.
But I was, as a person who lives here, I was freaking out. And everyone's like, well, Miguel, that's in Seminole Heights. You live in St. Pete. I'm like, well, this person probably can drive.
Right.
And so it doesn't matter. And so I think now we can all just breathe a sigh of relief no matter who you are. But if you're living in this area,
Yeah. Well, and I think Mayor Bob Buckhorn said it best when he said, when the investigation was ongoing, obviously, he said, either you are a possible suspect or a possible victim.
Right.
At this point. That's anybody in Tampa Bay could have been. So, it was good news to wake up to if you missed it last night, but it is just, it's a weird, you feel a little off kilter, I would say. Definitely.
This is where you start putting yourself into, once we start to hear where this person went, and you're like, oh my gosh, did I come into contact with this person? But we'll see as the details come out.
For sure. And how do we transition out of a story like that? I decided to go with Starbucks holiday cups.
Oh, well.
Controversy.
Why not?
Because it's happening. Remember when the first holiday cups came out? And usually there is only really one big round of holiday cups that Starbucks puts out. Well, this year the cup showed, and I didn't think there was going to be anything wrong with these cups. It was just like a bunch of images that you could color. Well, the cup showed 2 cartoon women holding hands, and some people said they were promoting the gay agenda. Wait, though. Well, now they're actually releasing their second holiday cup this year, and it's mostly red. It has 2 cartoon hands holding a white heart, like it looks like a little selfie around the heart. And you can write or draw in the heart your own thing. And the example that they have in the picture, someone wrote mom. And they say that new cup has nothing to do with the controversy over the first cup. They always plan to release the second cup. Just curious if this is going to get twisted.
Do you think, because I love a good conspiracy theory, that these are just leaks put out by the brilliant Starbucks marketing team?
I would not doubt it one bit.
Because who literally is looking at the Starbucks cup that hard?
I don't know.
When you get your Starbucks cup, you get it to see if they spelled your name right.
Right.
And then if they don't, you take a fun picture saying, oh, look, they spelled my name wrong.
Which I also believe to be a controversy, by the way.
Right.
How many different ways can you spell Jane?
I'm just saying. And so then we spin our wheels saying, who's thinking they're spreading the gay agenda with a red cup? I mean,
I don't know.
I just say bravo to the Starbucks marketing team.
Always. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.